Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed very thankful, utmost thankful, indeed to the Most High for this precious opportunity to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, deny, pervert, silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters even have refused to consider since the dawn of human fall. The truth, my brothers and sisters, we must know, that the truth does not cease in its importance because men choose not to receive it or believe. There's so much truth, my brothers and sisters, that is written in the scriptures, so much truth of our ancient past, that without question, no debate, many were persecuted, gravely persecuted, that it be forgotten from the annals of human consciousness. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, it is written that there must come, therefore, the restitution of all things, the bringing to remembrance of all things. The Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. This is to this very day. There remains much truth of the scriptures, but it is written in advance, if any man seek to deceive his brother, not to consider the imperative importance and power of these words. Whoever would compel anyone not to discern, my brothers and sisters, the preciousness of the words that are written as the commands and expectations written in the law and the prophets. If any man would dissuade his brother not to discern the preciousness of these words, he is guilty even unto hellfire. Well, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, reading Micaiah 5:14-24. I said 5:14-24. It would seem that many would be much more cautious, The scriptures tell us that we should watch out for false prophets, but many have not discerned what that means. The Holy Spirit tells us, the scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit will teach all things, no lie in it. No neglectfulness, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Spirit will teach us all things, that we and nothing should disagree. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, my brothers and sisters, that in all things we should honor the Most High according to all that is His expectation. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, there are those who do not function after that spirit, who feel that they have even a right to hide masses. They feel even that they have a right to neglect the truth, that some fallen testimony appeasing those who prefer unrighteousness. And they claim that somehow it is their right to deny such truths that they exalt themselves. They claim the right to deny the people the knowledge of the truth, and yet they would have people to believe that they are not false prophets. When the scripture says watch out for false prophets, it means watch out for all fallen short testimony. I repeat, it means to watch out, be guard yourself against every fallen short testimony that will compel men to come to hasty, unjust conclusions. To know what is said, my brothers and sisters, and not to know why it is said, is entirely to miss the point. So much of what this world teaches today, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, is entirely misexample. For my brothers and sisters, we must understand there is a reason why Abraham was commanded to seek the perfect will of Yah. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, Abraham was commanded to seek the perfect will of Yah unto the blessing of all the nations, and that surely his children will be a light, a righteous example unto all, even as habitations for the Holy Spirit of one, that in all things his people would agree. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the true children of Abraham know that they must all seek the pure and perfect truth. They have no right to disagree or offer any misexample. No manner of deception has any man a right to portray and expect, my brothers and sisters, to be counted worthy unto the kingdom of peace. Again, my brothers and sisters, we read that Israel is to be a light, an invariant light unto all nations. But my brothers and sisters, so many of us have refused to realize what has been the effect of our scatterings among the nations. The book of Hosea, for instance, in the 7th chapter, talks about our people having been scattered among the nations, having mixed themselves with the Gentiles. I don't mean just mixed themselves in the presence of Gentiles, physical presence, but have been intermingled after the fallen conscience of the nations, who have no respect for the reasoning soul, single, mixed themselves with Gentiles, wearied in their discretion. The scripture says, even to the point of gray hairs. I'm talking about Hosea 7 and 7. We read out, the scripture says, though the Most High has sought to save them, yet have they spoken lies according to the multitude of them. So they lied against him. My brothers and sisters, every man is a curse against the holy name till he learns how not to lie. The scripture goes on. In Hosea, it says he will come as an eagle against the house of those who say they worship him. For they have transgressed the laws, broken the everlasting covenant. And yet they cry out, saying, O our God, we know thee. They set up kings, rulers, pastors amongst their congregations to comfort themselves in their ignorance, refusing to realize the fallen state of mankind. The divisions amongst us are evidence of a fall. For Yah is one. But men have set up kings to comfort themselves after fallen standards. I've heard pastors say, oh, I got some word for someone. But my brothers and sisters, the question amongst many who say they are led by Yah, the real question is, have they been led of him enough? Have they spoken enough of the truth not to be an obstacle against the greater truth? What men perceive as perfect, my brothers and sisters, is a God to them. Those who speak partial standards, forbidding the speaking of the greater truths, that men resist, even mock, the greater testimony of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, if we read Hosea and we keep reading, my brothers and sisters, around 8:12, it says that the people, my brothers and sisters, though they claim to know the Most High, though they claim to know his ways, he says, at a time that the Most High writes to his people many great things out of his word, they are a strange thing to them. Words, it said, they consider a strange thing. My brothers and sisters, it is written in Ephesians that this salvation, this peace, enters unto the kingdom of Yah. If a man is a stranger unto the commonwealth, the ways of Israel, the common preciousness of the ways of Israel, according to the covenant of promise, a man is stranger to the commonwealth of Israel, stranger to the ways of Israel. The scripture says he is without hope, without Yah, far from even the Messiah, the Savior, and lost, my brothers and sisters, in the world. Read Ephesians 2:8-12 and understand. There's but one peace, and the very word for peace, according to the scriptures, is perfection. And the reason why the scriptures speak of how the people coming out of Egypt were told, what is also true today unto conversion. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Psalm 19 tells us that the way of conversion of the peoples is a law that is perfect, complete in all that it is. You break one law, you broke that order. You broke that peace. To deny any part of that law is to disrupt the peace. It's to open doors for controversy, contradiction that never should exist. My brothers and sisters, there's a reason why it is written, cursed is everyone. I said, curse is everyone who does not confirm all that is written in the book of the law to do approve it. What it means, my brothers and sisters, in this is that that which the Most High has foreordained, that all things commanded to his people, that it be done, that all agree, is the only hope of peace. No one enters the kingdom of Yah, my brothers and sisters, who does not discern the gospel of peace, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. And quite frankly, no question about it, I would be pleased, my brothers and sisters, as I know the Most High would be utmost pleased, if men would come to understand that those who seek to divide this world, dominion for themselves, seeking to control the masses after their own ideal, they have no power to ever preach the gospel. They cannot preach the gospel of the kingdom of Yah who seek to preserve their supposed dominions. They cannot preach the gospel, my brothers and sisters, those who would keep the people blind against discerning the difference between the commandments of Yah and the miscommands, the misadministrations of men. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that men have desired to believe that in their massive misadministrations, that this is not a fallen society. I find it amazing that for all the mass of contradictions that exist in this society, men have desired to believe that this is not a world fallen short of what honors a one. You know, I think about it sometimes, and very recently, this past week, as an example, you know, Passover is quickly approaching. The holy feast of Passover, my brothers and sisters, is quickly approaching. Yet how many realize that, quite frankly, hey, realize the example of Israel coming out of Egypt. The death angel, my brothers and sisters, did not pass over sin, but sought to destroy even the preciousness of the firstborn of those who would not discern or hearken to the Most High, that they discern the way of repentance. A song, my brothers and sisters, by a group called Songs of Sounds of Blackness. Some of you may be very familiar. I heard the song, my brothers and sisters, and recognized the error of what is declared. Again, to know what is said and not know why it is said is permitted to miss the point. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah said upon the state. Many entirely misinterpret the scripture that says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." It means show them mercy, Father. Show them grace, favor, Father, for they know not what they do. Meaning, since we should understand that the grace of Yah has access unto discernment of the truth that we be found worthy unto the kingdom of Yah, it means that it is the love, the mercy of Yah. Since no one who does not know his ways will enter his kingdom, it is the mercy of the Most High that he offers his discipline, his reproof, unto whom he loves. It is written, my brothers and sisters, that he loves, or let's just say he disciplines, he reproves every soul with which he has love, and he disciplines the soul with whom he is pleased. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures also tell us in Hebrews 12. If a man be without the discipline of Yah, he is a bastard and not a son. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that so many have delighted? How is it so many have delighted and that they claim they are favored because they are not under his order, not under his law? Delighting that they, my brothers and sisters, then are under the misorder of another, under sin, under unjust rulers who can be bribed. For my brothers and sisters, which should men prefer to be subject to? The rule of the wicked or the rule of the righteous? If men discerned that the wages of sin is death, if they truly discern that the wages of sin is death, and they believe what the scriptures have said, how is it that most run toward the fangs of the snake, tongued mouth of the fanged and poisonous snake? How is it, my brothers and sisters, that some do not know that being without discretion is like a man who seeks to fight a battle with his hands cupped behind his back? How is it that so many, my brothers and sisters, cupped, loving a lie, hands behind their back, feel that they can attain the victory, running toward the Fangs of a striking cobra. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that men realize that the gift of Yah is discretion, that men learn how not to serve a devil. Messiah, when he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," it means do not forsake them. Do not leave them in darkness. Do not leave them indiscriminate. I think about the scripture at around 42 and 16. Said he would show the blind the way that they know not and will not forsake them. This he will do. Mm-hmm. Not leave them blind. Not leave them misdirected. This he will do and not forsake them. Many of my brothers and sisters that we must be very wise to be prepared to receive the reproof of the Most High, that should be counted unworthy of the reproof necessary to genuinely be confirmed, made whole. For no one, my brothers and sisters, attains to acceptance before Yah but by his guidance. Blessed are they who will know this, realizing that there's only one Savior. If men confer amongst themselves, looking to themselves, not seeking the greater counsel of the Most High, the best they can ever attain, my brothers and sisters, is covenants, or let's just say a false covenant, after which they can never fully in all things agree with Yah. This is not the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, when men despise an absolute. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, yes indeed, who do not realize the manner of great persecution that occurred in the early years of the then expanding church. Rome desires to maintain their own ways. Even the ancient ways of Egypt sought to persecute whoever would not worship their Diana, their Artemis, their Astaroth, their Isis. Did not the Most High say, "I am the Most High who led you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage"? Realize it is not possible to serve Yah, preserving any of the wicked ways of this world. In fact, if any man seek to preserve any of the wicked ways of this world, my brothers and sisters, it cannot be true to righteousness. Rome sought to preserve Zionism, even sought to infuse their intrusions into the doctrines among the churches. Completely, my brothers and sisters, disrespectful of the scripture that tells us well. You need to read around 1 Corinthians 3:14. Whoever would destroy or profane the integrity of the temple. Did you hear me? Whoever would profane the integrity of the temple. That's what it really means. Or would profane the integrity of the holy name. Yah will destroy. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Whoever would not teach the fullness of all that is necessary to overcome, hear me, my brothers and sisters, Babylon, or who will not discern what the scriptures have foretold unto the destruction of this confusion, this intrusion of misconceit. Whoever will not teach that fullness, my brothers and sisters, is a partaker in this deceit. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Rome sought to destroy from the mind the expectation of the one whom Messiah said that he is. When he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand that confirming word that was given to the churches? How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that Revelation 16:12, it talks about if they were to translate it right, about the drying up of the rivers before the one called the King of the East. And he said, behold, I come. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, that unto reverence restored? I repeat, how many discern unto reverence restored? Isaiah 45 and 6 speaks of this one and said he would arise out of the east. Isaiah said it. In Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, in both your NASB and many of the texts using the Dead Sea Scrolls. In Isaiah 59, it says, in the latter days, he will raise up a standard. And it says that the Most High in that time will be, hear me, my brothers and sisters, revered from the west to the rising of the sun. Hosea, in the 11th chapter. Did you hear me? Hosea in the 11th chapter said, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Hosea in the 11th chapter said that his sons will come trembling from the west. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, you should be very careful of anyone who would dissuade you from hearing the true words of the One Most High. Whoever would dissuade you from hearing the exceeding word of the One Most High. I repeat, whoever will not teach you to expect him who destroys Babylon. Yeremiah, Jeremiah. You need to read the 48th to 51st chapter, particularly 50 and 51st, that one called the King of the Medes who destroys Babylon, that you discern who Messiah is. If they will not teach you, my brothers and sisters, who restores reverence, a point of reference for which men would respect again the truth of the Most High, then for all they speak, my brothers and sisters, they leave you. I repeat, they leave you to confusion. Yeah, I know this guy who commands this show called Exit Babylon, who decided to put something up in my chat room. My brothers and sisters, spoken to him many times. Many times I've shown him where he has totally misunderstood the scriptures. 50, 100 ways. But he says that because he has written something in his book, it must be true. I give you one example. Revelation 6 speaks of the white horse rider, as does Revelation 19. Many have not understood that white horse rider as Messiah himself, sending forth the gospel that conquers the lies of the world. Red horse rider is man's retaliation against the truth, and all this occurred in the early centuries. Black horse rider is inequity flourishing in the world. A famine for a word, according to Amos 8:10-11. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, if many, and they were beheaded for holding to the truth, that the end result is death and hell, and it happened long ago. And those who are unwilling to examine that truth, did you hear me? Those who are willing to examine that truth have not discerned that the present state of human conscience is a fall. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, for their trust in the inequity of the present system, they have no power to escape its corruptions. Messiah said, go forth and convert the nations according to all that he can command, baptizing them according to what honors the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, that is not the preservation of any iniquity. How is it that in the few days now yet to come will come the feast of the Passover of the Most High? But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who, though in the feast of the Most High, all the people of Yah must be one. Yeah, those, my brothers and sisters, who seeking to maintain their quarter, supposed quarter, their division in there, have refrained against preaching the whole truth. And my brothers and sisters, all such ideals are sin. In the midst of some of that same time, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of some of that same time, the days to come, my brothers and sisters will all come, also come with those who ignore the testimony of the Most High. Will also come, my brothers and sisters, this day that some call the holiest, but yet is one of the most unholy days of the year. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? This ancient Egyptian Roman festival they call Easter. After this fake, if you will, Christ the wrath. And in preserving what the Most High said must not be preserved amongst his people. There are many of my brothers and sisters who say that they worship the Most High. But to deny what the Most High calls a covenant, there's no covenant at all. We need to examine, my brothers and sisters, the need for all who call upon the holy name be true unto what pleases Yah, for nothing less is the salvation of man. I want to play something for you that I happened to hear recently, and it immediately sparked the sensitivities of my conscience. I will say to you again, my brothers and sisters, to know what is said and not know why it is said is entirely to miss the point. It is to be grossly misled, not realizing, let's just say, the crookedness of the path that many of us have been seduced to walk upon. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, this bit of small piece of a track, a song that I heard recently, that I realized immediately contained many sentiments, but many not discerning the truth that should be told. As compelled many to remain stagnant after the counsel of deceivers, considering themselves safe, while by no means, my brothers and sisters, walking in safety against their own destruction. I want you to hear this. Give a listen. Let's see if I can do something about playing this for you. All righty, daddy. That. Hopefully it came through loudly and clearly. There are many who say that they are free because they do not discern the evil that surrounds them in this society where the scripture says there is no place clean. Read Isaiah 28. And much elaboration is necessary that men discern beyond so much iniquity. He said in the verse, it says, because of his sacrifice, one is forgiven. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. What Messiah said was this: if I do not go, the comforter will not come. Why did he give his blood? Some people say because of his sacrifice, the blood of Jesus, they're forgiven. That's the way they put it. The name wasn't even Jesus. Messiah gave his blood. He said, if I do not go, the comforter will not come, that reproves and rebukes all sin, that teaches all righteousness. Messiah gave his life for a raising of human conscience, that men might discern how not to continue serving a devil. Let me repeat that. Messiah gave his life that men might receive the spirit that would write and describe his law upon the minds and hearts of his people, who being scattered, even though they be scattered among the nations, they go forth and teach all nations. Though they be scattered without an agreement, there might be a restoration of a covenant with Yah. Think about it. They put down in your Bible, they said, new covenant. My brothers and sisters, it means the restoration of a covenant. How can there be a covenant with Yah after the contentions of all the nations who themselves do not agree? Such inequity, such contradiction is not a covenant. I repeat again, the children of Abraham are compelled, commanded to seek all the perfect will of Yah, having no right to misrepresent the Creator, having no right to disagree with him on anything, having no right to disagree among themselves, compelled according to the Shema, which is the first commandment of all. He said, watch out for false prophets. That means you must seek the whole truth. Love the Most High. Seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might for the preservation of his covenant, the preservation of his conscience in the world. With all your mind, heart, soul, and might, let nothing of your flesh seeking out personal interpretations, personal administration. Let no man have any part of his being rebellious. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, that each man love his brother, none leaving his brother to deceit. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to wake up, to discern the truth. No man is forgiven, has any hope of forgiveness. I repeat, no man has the hope of forgiveness at one moment with the Most High, who resists the knowledge of the truth. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. And me and my brothers and sisters, men attain what the scripture calls the whole armor of Yah, to be able to stand up against the wiles of the devil. How about my brothers and sisters standing up against what seems to be wise, but is only a travesty against Yah? It is written, my brothers and sisters, many are the ways that seem right unto men, but the ends thereof is death. There are many who would like to believe that if they do not know the truth, that the Most High will not uphold his promises. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan. Compel men to realize that the only safety, the hope of safety they have, is to discern the truth. For it is written, my brothers and sisters, he who will not hear, how about he who will not seek in the law of the Most High, even his prayer, all that is his desire to honor the Most High, is counted an abomination. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, man in his pride, seeking not to discern the truth, has no love for anyone. And my brothers and sisters, has no love for Yah, no love for what might guard his brother against being left to deceit. In the book of Galatians, for instance, we find the scripture says, oh, foolish Galatians, deceived Galatians, it means the same thing. Who has bewitched you? What has bewitched you? That you do not obey the truth. How about that you turn from the truth? My brothers and sisters, what this society wants to call the Easter custom, that it calls the holiest day of the year, is actually the most dastardly and deceptive day. Of a deceptive day, my brothers and sisters, in the whole year,
Again, my brothers and sisters, men say that they delight in the fact that they say that they are not under divine law. And they say that is the gift of the Most High. They have a right, they say, to disobey him because of Messiah's sacrifice. No, my brothers and sisters, why would, you want you to think about this. After his crucifixion, Messiah said all power, all authority, and even the law of the Most High has been given unto him. The administration and the rule concerning divine law has been given unto him. Go forth, therefore, and teach all nations. How about convert all nations? What? Unto his law. Teach them to do everything that he commands. Converting them unto his will. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, by no means that an abolishment of divine law. That is an abolition of the misrule and misadministrations of man. But this world and its rulers, men seeking to maintain their so-called quarter. I want you to consider Isaiah 56:9. Have compelled men, my brothers and sisters, to mock the righteousness of Yah because they would prefer to praise the wickedness of unjust kings. Proverbs 28:9, again, my brothers and sisters, said he will turn away his ears from hearing the law of the Most High, and even his prayer should be counted an abomination. Why do you think it's written then that whoever would dissuade his brother against anything contained in the law and the prophets is considered guilty unto hellfire? My brothers and sisters, who would ever compel man to turn away from the law of the Most High compels men to serve devils. Give his very life that men might receive the spirit of Yah. To be restored, my brothers and sisters, after a spirit that would raise the conscience of men to discern better what is divine order, that man walk after one accord beyond all the crooked paths of the false prophets and their false testimony containing misconceit, error, lack of discretion, compelling men, my brothers and sisters, to draw conclusions, even to think that they gained the favor of the Most High in disobedience. This the rulers have done, who are seeking to maintain their quarter, as the scripture says in Isaiah 56:9, can never preach the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. And anyone who believes that the selfishly ambitious soul can teach the gospel of Yah, my brothers and sisters, will never understand. Let me repeat that. Your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your kings were concerned about maintaining the institutions after which they seek their pride and livelihood. Have always been double-minded, wishing to compromise, being easily dissuaded, seeking the esteem of men. They can't tell you that Messiah must come to expose all these pretenses that claim to have a love of the truth, that the people finally at last would be set free. I have a lot to say, my brothers and sisters, about this pagan custom they call Easter and the false premises, my brothers and sisters, after which many have been compelled to discern the true way of righteousness. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, there are those who say that they have the love of Yah because they despise all divine principle. You have to understand, my brothers and sisters, agape can never love an absolute and is therefore not the love of Yah. There is no covenant with him who is perfect, who will not forget who and what he is and what he has promised after any imperfect standard. Remember the coming out of Egypt. They were allowed into the kingdom only those who would agree and confirmed to obey all the Most High commanded. This is what Messiah himself said concerning the dispensation of his kindness, his grace, and favor. He said, I make no request, no petition for the worldly who would preserve any man of corruption,
for those who receive and would obey his word. Why? But that all who call upon his name might be one. And there is no oneness for our people till we all respect and revere one conscience. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. I want you to hear this, my brothers and sisters, for this custom they call Easter has been sin worship. It has not been the love of Yah, has not been enough love of Yah that men learn how not to be obstacles. It has not been by any means enough love of Yah that men turn from their wicked ways. Scripture says you should not take the name or swear by the name of the Most High in vain. You should not swear by his name not to complete all that pleases him. But there are those I heard pastors who say they have a word for someone. But my brothers and sisters, many do not understand that though there are those who would teach them a little bit more than what they know. Unless you exceed these who hide the truth from you, you are still yet snared with the damned. Reason why Messiah said, the Spirit of Yah that teaches all things is upon me. To preach the whole word, the word of assurance. To those who have been held in prison houses, of those who teach partiality, granting no access to the greater word. To open the eyes of those who are blinded by lies. To bind up those whose understanding, my brothers and sisters, has been a departure from righteousness. Declare the time acceptable unto the Most High, that men have an opportunity to see what indeed for the Most High has proven. That's what these scriptures mean, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah. And blessed are those who understand that to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Please examine Isaiah 61, 1 through 5, and better understand. There's a reason why the 35th chapter of Isaiah says, when the Savior comes, then shall the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Carnal mind, seeking to be justified after what appeases itself, does not discern, my brothers and sisters, indeed, what is the fullness of the order of the Most High, and is oftentimes pleased with so much less that anything less, my brothers and sisters, is a breaking of the covenant and not a preservation thereof. And let no man call upon the holy name, my brothers and sisters, to flatter, confuse, and divide the people after any manner of misconceit. This is exactly what men do, my brothers and sisters, and the customs they create. Disrespectful against what the Most High from the beginning declared must remain in the hearts of the people eternally. Against the very nature and foreordained purpose of the holy name, men have used association, supposed association, after him who is one, to divide the people, each one seeking to claim authority unto, well, how about authority to deceive one another, to keep one another blind to the greater truth, that they exalt themselves. This is not the righteousness of Yah, my brothers and sisters, but the speaking of a snake. War unto him who in any form of worldliness, or who are after any form of the diverse standards of a world divided, will pervert the sanctity and oneness of the holy name. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would call upon the holy name not to seek all that is divine will, or would seek the intrusions that are the misconceits of another. Scripture says anyone who would do this, my brothers and sisters, should not be found guilty. Messiah, his sacrifice, was that men might agree with the Most High. Hebrews said, if a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifice to be offered for sin. What else does this mean? The man must receive the knowledge of the truth. How else shall a man agree with the Most High? How shall they call upon him who they refuse to hear? It's time to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. Again, Messiah gave his life, his very life blood, that men discern the knowledge of the truth, that they learn how not to to continue serving under bondage to devils. Again, the truth of the matter is none is forgiven who resists the knowledge of his ways. Psalm 95. The Shabbat is under completion in the knowledge of Yah. He said, a people that will not know his ways shall not enter into his rest, his peace. There's only peace with Yah after the perfect knowledge of his will. Lest disagreements continue. If we really understood the book of Amos, third chapter, we would understand that no two people disagree will enter unto the kingdom of Yah. What does it say? How should two walk together lest they be agreed? Well, my brothers and sisters, all those who would be participant in the kingdom of Yah must walk agreed together, true to the will of one. If we understand those scriptures in the context of what is called the city of confusion, the city of destruction, and its imminent demise, we understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High is about to prove to a world that his efforts to seek peace, making covenant with every transgression, will only bring forth sudden destruction. And many have not understood well, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures at 1 Thessalonians 5, that when the people say peace, peace, seeking to make covenant with every transgression, it will only bring about that sudden destruction. We live in a society today that there have been the intrusions. Jude, the book of Yehuda, talk about how men have moved in surreptitiously, unaware, entering among the congregations. How about corrupting the doctrine, denying the one Savior, and seeking to establish the intrusions of many speaking differently and still calling it whole? There's only one perfection, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says this would accelerate and get worse and worse. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, there are no 45,000 pure perfections. There's only one. Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, to establish a standard of reverence unto the Most High, establishing a standard, my brothers and sisters, that men be set free from every false balance, a false standard and false ideal. How many of my brothers and sisters are willing to hear this? Knowing that the eventuality of the scripture says he will destroy every wicked way, every lawless way, and every exponent of deviation against the righteousness of Yah. Listen, they will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Messiah needs to come before that all the nations, even Israel being scattered, will discern the way of righteousness beyond all their rulers. He comes again to do the same. The real truth of the gospel of peace proves the rulers have been and are even until today, very much deceivers against the will of one. The very fact that Messiah must return as an honorable king to declare the gospel, again, the restoration of the knowledge of the truth, means that men have fallen far short of it. It's only in falling short of faith in the will of one, falling short of steadfastness in the will of one, my brothers and sisters, that falling short is not a covenant at all. So the covenant with the Most High recognizes that Messiah, what Messiah meant when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and then you need to preserve it, because there's only one way. He said, if you would preserve the way of his truth, yes, that's against the intrusions of the world, and say, then are you his friends. Otherwise, you guard the misintegrity of a fallen world. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There are many who, when you talk about the greater truth of the Most High and greater discretion, the first thing they're inclined to say, oh, but I'm growing. I've had a lot of people tell me that. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, they also want to remain under the authority of those who will never teach them the whole truth. In fact, the greater truth they despise. Meaning there's something of this wickedness that is in this world that still entices them to believe in a misrepresentation. Something that would rob the Most High of the precious, pure, perfect offering with which the Most High will be pleased. Oh, I wish I had. I'm looking at the time. It's 11 minutes. I would just simply say if we were to examine Philippians in the second chapter, it says if we truly love the Most High, we will have upon us, in our minds, the thoughts of Messiah himself, who was willing to humble himself for the good of his brothers, faithful unto the Most High. Scripture says in Isaiah 50, not turning back. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, Messiah was willing to sacrifice himself unto the pure, perfect will of Yah for the good of all. And it's only those, I repeat, only those who are too willing to do so that will sit with him upon his throne. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who seek to appease and persuade after the misconceits of a carnal mind, unwilling and having not the courage. Oh, that's just shame. Having something far short of courage necessary to tell the whole truth. My brothers and sisters, if you're commanded by the Most High, you know that the greater truth of him, you must speak. And in very fact, so many of these still know the greater truth when they find it. Proves, my brothers and sisters, that they have no commission nor authority from Yah. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Messiah did not give his life that those who say they believe in him refuse to seek and hear him. He did not give his life that men should continue in sin. So should we continue in sin that his favor, his grace abound, his mercy abound? It says, Yah forbid. Me and my brothers and sisters, man can be very much so fall short of the mercy and the grace of Yah for disobedience. The wages of sin, continuing in sin, continuing after following standards, seeking to preserve lesser conscience, not seeking the more excellent truth of the Most High. Brothers and sisters, the wages of such insult is not life or death. You need to think about why Messiah was crucified, my brothers and sisters. Is because he declared the exceeding truth, faithful unto the Most High. Because he declared the truth that proved the rulers damnedly treacherous and deceitful against the greater truth. That the rulers sought his very life. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say because they have been continue to be neglectful, the rulers even till today would hate the testimony of one who would turn toward fullness of all righteousness that makes no accommodation for their deceits. Please read Isaiah 59 and understand. The Easter custom after which men have preserved the unfounded presumptuousness of their misconceits and false expectations among the nations has been a deceitfully damning device that proves that men have not had the love of Yah who desires that his people be set free by the truth. Not that they seek, my brothers and sisters, the right to deceive one another and say that they are free. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the truth. What does the scriptures tell us? Thoughts of men are vain. How about not sufficient to please him? The thoughts of carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, so many times men find it not convenient or not compelled to consider all the Most High would bring to mind. He says, therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, and then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. Sounds so much like Isaiah 44. And if we are wise, we'd understand Isaiah 52:15-53:1. Kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered or have been compelled to consider, or considered inconvenient, considered they shall be made to consider. But who's prepared to believe this report? And whom is the arm, the saving arm of the Most High revealed? If we look at that scripture and we continue to understand that if the wicked of this world have sought the destruction of whoever would awaken to the fullness of truth, then we would understand what the scriptures mean when it says, by his discretion, shall many be justified. corrected justly. I did not say after the rulers. I did not say after the lawless. And the scripture says, with the breath of his lips shall he slay, expose the lawless, every lawless standard. And men discerning the way of peace. To bring forth an age where none shall hurt nor destroy in all his holy mountain. And not when the knowledge of Yah goes forth as water to cover the sea, with none being an obstacle against it. Many say they are led of the Spirit, but I ask again, how many are led sufficiently of the Spirit that they have discerned how not to remain an obstacle? Many are they who speak presumptuously, my brothers and sisters, not discerning the whys and the wherefores of what they speak, deceiving many. Messiah said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. We understand Philippians 2 in the context of the Shema, that we seek the truth for the good of one another, that we might love one another, none destroying his brother, none deceiving his brother. He said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. In other words, I'm consecrating myself unto the truth. Then we better understand the purpose for which Messiah gave his life. It appears that I'm going to need to give myself a bit more time, so give me just a moment here, please. Okie dokie. Here we get it. Like I said, Messiah said, for their sakes I'm sanctifying myself, setting myself apart unto the Most High, estranging myself from all the miscreant ideals of this world. Only possible by the Spirit, and this was the anointed one, my brothers and sisters. Dare man say that one anointed with the greater wisdom, my brothers and sisters, should still admire and seek to be associated or even have the holy name associated with any man's fallen standard? Or would he not rather, my brothers and sisters, reprove mind, heart, and soul that men not continue along a crooked path? My brothers and sisters, the path the Most High has declared is one in which men should walk straightway. You are there to find it. But the crooked paths of man always have some error in perception, leaving men to quickly fall off the path and go astray. How many will discern the difference? There are those who, being reprimanded for their ignorance or sloth, have been desirous to preserve status quo, else they would react differently in being reproved. Warn to those, my brothers and sisters, who do not discern the danger they should be running from, or the danger, my brothers and sisters, that they must challenge and overcome. Like I said, I had a few people tell me that they are growing, but that they already have someone who they say is teaching them, but that someone has never taught them these things. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, woe to those who say they have a right to decide what they will or will not of the Most High believe. They set up curses against the truth of the Holy Name when they say they have a right to speak whatever they will concerning Him. That every man imagine his own sense of justice, his own sense of liberty, while men continually contradict one another and create webs of deceit, defiance, and rebellion. Adversaries against one another. And adversaries, my brothers and sisters, against the one righteousness of Yah. When men resist the truth, my brothers and sisters, that's what they become. Blessed are they who will seek much more wisely. Know again what I said to you before, that the true children of Abraham, consecrated to be a light to the world, know they have no right to remain in ignorance, disagree. There's no atonement for sin, or there's no ending of sin, the division, the fallen conscience of mankind after any imperfect misexample. But my brothers and sisters, to be an example of true righteousness after which the world might be healed is the purpose for which the Most High consecrated a people who called their father Abraham, was compelled to seek the perfect will of Yah unto the glory of Yah as their father. And whoever will not do this, my brothers and sisters, has no love of Yah nor men. Warn to those who do not love Yah enough to seek the fullness of all his will. For the truth will remain the truth. For the men are inclined to obey and believe it, but not. You must be wise enough to know the Most High will keep all his promises. In this custom they call Easter, many want to believe that the Most High sent Messiah to give his life to remove men's indebtedness unto divine law. My brothers and sisters, when he said, all power and authority has been given unto him, go forth and convert the nation and do all that he commanded. And Messiah said also before his crucifixion, and said even, my brothers and sisters, unto the glory of Yah, unto the honor of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, he said, as my Father has commanded, so do I. And as the Father has sent me to declare his perfect will, he sent forth his apostles, having the law of the Most High, righteous law of the Most High written upon their hearts, to go forth and teach the same, the fullness of that rule, that there be no more room for controversy or disagreement. Whoever would dare to think otherwise, my brothers and sisters, has never understood to know him as he is. It's a shame when every man wants to claim a right to be a slothful deceiver. It's a shame, my brothers and sisters, when every man wants the right to say they are free, but they say that they have a right unto the disavowal of divine law, rule, and order. These double-minded men, having two masters, claiming to serve Yah but preferring the ways of devious, my brothers and sisters, can only be unto the damnation of mankind. Like I said many times, 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11, in the name of the Most High, we must all seek to have after one understanding, no divisions among us. There'll be strife and divisions among us, means the carnal ways of this world still entice and influence the mind. And Scripture says that the Most High knows the thoughts of men are vain. It means he knows the thoughts of men left to themselves after a fallen conscience have not been considerate enough. Did we forget, my brothers and sisters? For the Scriptures are saying that the time will come when the kings of the earth, will say, hide from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Who sits rightly upon the throne? My brothers and sisters, is that Lamb. If you understand what I'm saying, the King of Judah, willing to give his life that his people be liberated unto justice, is that very king, and he will count treacherous whoever it is as hid the knowledge of the reverence that he comes to restore. He gave his life, my brothers and sisters, that men might come to respect Yah. What does the Scripture say when you look at here? Also Malachi, if it would be translated in his right context, it says, if man has even a residue of the Spirit, he should know that the Most High is not pleased with any form of misrepresentation. I said men should know the Most High is not pleased with any form of misrepresentation, that will not speak the fullness of his will, that will not put the law of the Most High upon the hearts in consideration of the full consideration of the people. Read Malachi 2 and 1 and read on. He says he will purify the priesthood, in other words, destroy out of the temple of the Most High, whoever will compel men to worship after the ways of foreign gods. What do you think this Easter custom is? In fact, Astarte, Ashtaroth, Easter, Isis. They talk about a multitude of scriptures in the Bible. They talk about how the people were compelled to forsake the Most High and serve Ashtaroth. Why do you think they call it Easter, my brothers and sisters? It is a forsaking of the law of the Most High. that men serve the ways of another, whose law or lawlessness even, that he would obey. And the wages of such sin, any fallen standard that would turn men aside from the perfect will of Yah, is not life but death. Therefore, so the churches may fill, what men call churches, may fill on Easter Sunday. It has not been unto life, my brothers and sisters. So many are comforted in so doing and so imbibing. It is not a custom unto life, my brothers and sisters, but unto utter destruction of the human conscience and the damnation of human souls. Let no man believe that he can preserve the ways of unrighteousness and be counted a friend of Yah. I know the wicked have a tendency to deceive themselves, though they know oftentimes they do not speak the whole truth. Oh, I believe me, I've talked to many. But believe because they have a word for some who are in darkness that they are wise and that they do good. My brothers and sisters, such as these have become drunk so often, become drunk with power, seeking the praise and esteem and the prestige they have, being counted righteous men before men. But I tell you again, there's a reason why Messiah said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Who are not speaking the whole truth, they are sure that some men, that many men, continue to walk in the lie. How should men say, my brothers and sisters, they're not Babylon, if the words of the Most High are still considered a strange thing to them? How is it that so many who say they're Israel believe that without a standard they should become righteous? Not knowing what the Most High has planned to restore the knowledge of his righteousness in the world, there are many who say that they are still yet true to him. Why is it that you have not heard who Messiah said that he is? Don't know what I'm talking about. There's a need to examine an article on my website, a couple of articles, one called at hiddengospel.com called Prophetic Proof, and another that is called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Why Messiah said, I'm the written offspring of David, the bright morning star, and at the closing it said, even so come. If you would, they would have translated it right. It says, per T, Yeshua. Asking for the coming of the king who must reprove all unrighteousness of all the kings of the earth. Read Revelation 19 and talk about one who at first was called the one standing, one rising in the sun, arising out of the east, and then being able to stand before the fullness of light. Who reproves all the kings of the earth. When the scripture says, I want you to understand what the scriptures really mean. It says, as the light or the sun arises out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Meaning it shall come as a sudden destruction of all the darkness. Me and my brothers and sisters, it shall come suddenly. Think about it. They didn't have clocks, light up clocks back then. Might not have been able to see an hourglass. But the sun in its arising came suddenly and unexpectedly over the horizon to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who maintain the darkness. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that though Messiah came, we're going to be truth about this, my brothers and sisters. Isaiah prophesied that he would come first to deliver his people out of a Babylon in the east, and the latter days out of a Babylon in the west. A land confused against the commandments of the Most High. That's something he did 2,000 years ago. So who is it that comes a second time to do this, according to Isaiah 11? One who is called a shootout of Jesse, David's father. The one who bore the title, my brothers and sisters, Morning Star, will come suddenly like the rising of the sun to declare all righteousness. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 40, that the one who, like a voice crying in the wilderness, portends? Me and my brothers and sisters, that men, having not been taught to expect his appearing, we caught completely off guard. The scripture says the one that speaks is like a voice crying in the wilderness. Men have been unwilling to hear, unwilling to see together the glory of the Most High. But yet, my brothers and sisters, shall this one come unto the destruction and the demise of every false institution of man, that the people, my brothers and sisters, might see beyond the idolatries that men have created, that they discern, my brothers and sisters, as the scripture says in Isaiah 25, beyond the veils and the coverings that have blinded all the nations. Warn to those, my brothers and sisters, who further believe that after the works of this world, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, warn to those who believe, my brothers and sisters, they have an agreement with the Most High, but they have nothing righteous into which they have known to agree. Now, how can they call upon him who they have not heard? How about who refused to hear? Can they know him, my brothers and sisters, when they are subject to men who never preach the gospel? He said, not all have learned. I've not even learned or I've heard to obey, to believe the gospel. So faith must come by hearing a word from Yah himself. For the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have not found it convenient that you understand the levels of their treachery against the truth, and then that they could not preach the gospel. If you read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, it says, therefore, behold, my servant, my elect one in whom my soul delights. This one, my brothers and sisters, without a price, not seeking a price nor a bribe, the scripture says, he will not fail, nor will he be discouraged. But he has brought forth justice in the earth, what is equity, what is due unto the Most High, knowledge of what is justice for the Most High. And all the islands of the nations will no longer then be subject to misrule, for they all shall seek his law, his order. See, my brothers and sisters, that all this time what men have trusted in has not been true justice at all, lest there would have been no need for the Most High to restore indeed what is the standard. I'm just going to quote a few scriptures. Some of you might want to read, you know, archive and listen to the show again in the archive, so download it. But Judges 2:13 through 14, Book of Judges 10 and 6, 1 Samuel 7, 3 through 4, 1 Samuel 12 and 10, Jeremiah 7, 18 through 20. How about reading around the 44th, 17th through the 25th chapter? Say that to serve Ashtaroth, another name for Easter. Look at the letters contained in that. To serve after the ways of Easter is to forsake the commands of the Most High. In fact, it is to forsake and stand against Yah himself. Every lie a man esteems to believe and call perfect is a god to him. And many times, my brothers and sisters, men seek to negate the greater knowledge of the truth to establish something lesser as if it were perfection. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, all they do is destroy from themselves even the opportunity unto the way of peace. The people will not know, I want you to hear me, all his ways, will never know his rest, his peace, and the very word for peace demands perfection after which there is no room for any obstacle. No room for gullibility after any deceit, which would compel men not to receive but they yet need to perceive and obey. By the residue, even a residue of the spirit, Abraham's no children know that till we are one, we are yet under sin. They would have translated it right, my brothers and sisters, at 2 Corinthians in the 13th chapter, that we must examine ourselves to see if we are all of the same faith, the same steadfastness. The steadfastness is important, my brothers and sisters. If not, we are rejected. We must all search ourselves to see if we are willing to be cooperative unto the one and only same eternal truth. If not, my brothers and sisters, in our contentions, we're kind of just reprobate, undisciplined, to be rejected. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will understand, as I said before, the true children of Abraham know they must, whenever they see any strife or contentions amongst us, must seek the counsel of the Most High, must seek collaboratively together, discern again the way of peace. For a people, my brothers and sisters, divided can never give true honor unto the Most High. And a people, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to preserve disagreements are not a people consecrated in all things unto Him. I wish I had time to sit back and talk about Isaiah 55 and how Messiah says, I've given my people for a light to the nations, but they are still yet a people who are not yet of an invariant will. Still yet spending money for that which is not bread, which is not nourished, which is not healed, and which could never be unto divine satisfaction. He said those who will hearken to him, and they receive pardon for their iniquity and for their allegiances to misallegiance. Even to receive the sure mercies of David, the sure mercies of them, those who, my brothers and sisters, were showing genuine love for the righteousness of Yah, seeking after his heart. For my brothers and sisters, dare we say that those who will remain enemies, I said, my brothers and sisters, dare we say those who remain enemies against the good works of Yah have an atonement, an agreement with him? What are those, my brothers and sisters, who think their covenant with the Most High is founded upon their sins, their transgression, their ignorance, their rejection of the gift of knowledge? But many are they, my brothers and sisters, who do this, and they will never understand. So all are fully willing and recognize their obligations, submit themselves unto the seeking of all that is the covenant, all that is the law and the prophets. As a people, we go nowhere, and the lost still yet perishing in the wilderness for refusing to know all that are his ways. They say they know the Most High, but I'm telling you now, no man knows his ways who continues to argue against the pure perfection of the doctrine. Scriptures tell us we should leave the elementary and go on to a perfection. As we put the Son of Man, the Son of Yah, into open shame, crucify him again and put him in open shame. Does that not tell us that Messiah gave his life, that we seek all that is his perfect will, that we mature, become perfect in all ways according to the righteousness of Yah? Able to bear what unto the Most High is considered fruit worthy of him who planted the tree. It says if a tree does not bring forth good fruit, it is not far from being burned. Our brothers and sisters, blessed are they who understand. The Most High had an ideal in mind as to what he would harvest from this world for those who are willing to seek him that they might give it. I said seek him that they might give it. Only they, my brothers and sisters, will prove themselves true as his servants. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who just honor the gift and expect to have atonement? Please read Hebrews 10:26-31. Go back to the 23rd chapter and realize that the true brethren are those who seek the whole truth. That none be left lacking. What have these leaders done? In fact, my brothers and sisters, they perpetuate the ways of devils to warn the people of the wickedness they do. And dare to say that they are the servants of Yah. And according to what I see, a servant of Yah is defined as in Isaiah 42 and said, "Behold, my servant." How about the one who will stand, not for a price, nor for a bribe? These all that the nations have forgotten and refused to acknowledge. For my brothers and sisters, only those who know his ways can be confirmed as the preservers of his peace. Thus they will understand, my brothers and sisters, for it is a lack of steadfastness, a lack of desire to know the truth. It has been the condemnation of the world. What does scripture say? And Yohanan, third chapter, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That means one who would stand up for the fullness of his will. Whoever believes in him who stands up for the fullness of his will, devout unto his Father, might not perish but have everlasting life. It means he mercifully gave to mankind one who would show the way of steadfastness. But in the pattern of life, there's no contradiction. The scripture says, those who do not believe, who will not obey, means the same thing, who will not hear the fullness of his law. So, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's true to what the scripture said, Isaiah 60 and 12. Those who will not hear his perfect light, even the nation that will not see that perfect light will perish. What do you think it means for the individual? Most High has promised one called Shiloh who would bring peace, Genesis 49. How about 8 and 12? Will show man again the way of peace, a lawgiver unto whom there must be a regathering. I spoke recently on this show at Hebrews, about Hebrews in the 10:23rd verse, round 31. Really need to go all the way out to the 12th chapter. No man overcomes the world, my brothers and sisters, who is not steadfast. No one is counted worthy unto the regathering, my brothers and sisters, who will preserve a faithless institution that is not steadfast unto the preservation of the truth. Many of my brothers and sisters who deny the regathering that is to come, because they will support and preserve institutions where the truth is never told. Forsake not the gathering of the brethren. You must realize that the brethren, my brothers and sisters, are those who would hear the fullness of what is the Holy Word and will keep and guard it. Blessed they will understand this, my brothers and sisters. Whoever resists this divinely ordained reawakening to the fullness of remembrance of the truth, who will resist this opportunity, shall perish. Romans 1:18, Most High, the wrath of Yah is against all who would unjustly withhold the truth. The wrath of Yah is always against all who suppress the knowledge of the truth. Neglect itself is sin. Messiah comes to expose the pretense of those who claim to love him, but have no love of the truth. He comes to expose the pretense of those wicked ones who preside in the temples with the pre-con games. Discern who the heart of men, my brothers and sisters, who say they revere him, but do not recognize why they must obey him and walk meekly before him. Please read Malachi 3:13, 18 through 4 and 2. It says, for those who revere his name, who respect and honor his name, one called the Son of Righteousness will arise. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, Most High said, will restore reverence, a reference point for reverence? If you don't know who Messiah said he is, and who the early church knew that he is, and what according to all prophecy he must return to do. Our brothers and sisters, it's so easy to fall into the hands of wicked ones, but never knowing what you should have known. Being robbed, never knowing the word of truth you should have had. Said, either man learns this way his ways, my brothers and sisters, or he is left to the curse. Abraham's children, seeing dissensions amongst them, know they must learn to reason together, that they be found men rather than beasts. As they discern, my brothers and sisters, how to reason as one rather than remain divided and in bondage, those who scatter our people. The salvation of our people, my brothers and sisters, is not of any man's private frailties or lack of conscience. The salvation of our people, my brothers and sisters, the very word salvation means to be made whole and healed of whatever would afflict and divide the conscience of our people against the will of one. And that salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not after the variant sinful misconceits and misadministrations of men. The attainment of that conscience, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says in the book of Jacob, they call James, that if we lack that conscience, knowing that the Most High desires a perfect work, they say we must ask of him. Any man be double-minded, believing that he still shall yet attain to have his petitions heard. The scripture says, let not the man who is double-minded, not true unto the will of one, treacherous against the will of one. He said, let him not think that his petition will even be heard, that he can receive anything from Yah. But the scripture says, in the end, what shall occur is they will be counted unstable, and therefore not worthy in their conviction for instability, not worthy of redemption. The heart of a man that discerns he must become stable in all his ways, true to the Most High and steadfast to the Most High in all his ways. That is the heart, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would find worthy to grant the gift of the precious gift of the Spirit. For those devout unto transgression, my brothers and sisters, only be deceivers. The sin of Israel, my brothers and sisters, in Egypt was the sin of allegiance to the diverse ways of the flesh in an undisciplined society in which there was no place clean. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern that far from the oneness of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, what does the Messiah say? I make no petition for those who maintain the diversities of this world. The blood of the Lamb was shed that men might receive the pure, perfect testimony of the Most High, that men's conscience might be raised as one. Discern what is the true Passover, as I said before, my brothers and sisters. For the death angel did not pass over sin or whatever would provoke the people unto opposition. The death angel, my brothers and sisters, offered the chance for atonement, even survival. And those who knew needed to be restored to the true standard of one. I want to talk more about this scriptures like Philippians, my brothers and sisters, relating the promise of the Most High of those who are willing to give their lives preservation of the righteousness of one. Messiah said, no greater love does a man have than when he would give his life for the sake of. How about those who would be his friends? He said, you're my friends if you do, we'll do everything. How about preserve everything he commanded? My brothers and sisters, every fallen standard is division and a curse against the righteousness of one. Blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who discern when the Shaul meant when he said that while men were yet enemies, Messiah gave his life. How about that the people might be one? How about even made complete unto all good works? Read Colossians in the first chapter. John 1:17 on and understand that if men seek to worship the Most High after the constraints of men, it is vain. It is unrighteousness that is to be humiliated for such as this is not the gospel. Only a few seconds left. Can we speak to brothers in Edomia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries? Keep listening. Till we speak again, thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. On his mic, honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Got a lot still to talk about, my brothers and sisters. I got about some 24 points against this custom of men called Easter. I only got a chance to speak of a few of them. I'm looking now, I see 31 points, and men need to definitely give themselves an opportunity to understand. Y'all willing, I look forward to the opportunity of speaking all these things. Keep tuned in. Keep your ears open. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has commanded that the truth of these things must be taught, that men be redeemed as allies, friends of his. What is promised, redemption of the human soul, peace wrought of understanding. The times even upon us. Blessed are they who will discern the signs of these times. As many have said, it is dark as before the dawn. Now, my brothers and sisters, it's quite dark. Men have sought alliance after every man of transgression. And in such a time as this, my brothers and sisters, the light shall indeed break forth. Let the restoration of our covenant, faithful and true, begin.